Digital Reek on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, December 29th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. NFL Week 17 teeing up for Week 18. Couple of playoff spots in the air, and the Browns are making storylines for this closing of the season. And join us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sports Cast.
Yeah, good to be back. Victory Monday. It's always a great day when you can beat the Steelers. That's for sure. So,
Dan, how about it? The Ravens, who beat the Packers, were relying on the Browns to beat the Steelers, which I don't think the Steelers have a good record in Cleveland.
No. The last four games in Cleveland, the Browns have won. And just the irony of this, that the Browns had to beat their rival to send the – give the old Browns, the Ravens, a chance. It's just quite comical.
But, I mean, as a Brown fan, were you pulling for, like, the Ravens to go into the playoffs or more the Steelers?
Well, no, I mean, anytime – I mean, you got to get a W. Anytime you're going against the Steelers, I mean you have to win. So I was hoping for a W. And there's a lot of chatter online. I mean, conspiracy theorists, it's scripted, you know, a couple bad calls. And, you know, Gardell wants the prime time extra playoff game, Sunday night football. Whoever wins goes in. So it's a somatic ending. And so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. As we saw, Browns upset the Steelers 13-6. It leaves the AFC North open. Shedeur Sanders completed 17 of 23 passes for 186 yards, including a touchdown and two interceptions, as he improved 2-4 as an NFL starting quarterback. What do you see his status as the Browns starting quarterback for next season?
Yeah, so I've seen enough positive. I mean, he definitely has some growing pains. It kind of reminds me of Williams last year. Just got to get rid of the ball. Don't try to play hero ball. Live to fight another down. I mean, the one pick, I mean, he just kind of threw it up. It was almost like he was throwing it away, and it just kind of sailed and hung up in the air. But it was awful. You can't have that when you're leading the game. But, I mean, he's making moves. He's getting the ball down the field. He's extending plays with his legs. I've seen enough. Give him some weapons. I do not want them to trade up because they're not going to get the top two pick. By winning this game, they're the best they could do is six. So, I mean, they're not – unless they trade up and give up some draft capital, they're not going to get Mendoza or whoever else quarterback. So build around Sanders. Get a wide receiver one, some linemen, and maybe the year after trade up and maybe get Manning. But I'm all in on Sanders right now and see what he can do.
Dan is giving the blessing to the Browns. Another storyline is Myles Garrett could not get his 22nd sack. The Steelers looked like they did not want to give it to him.
No, it was kind of comical. I mean, as you sent me, he made Myles Garrett did that. The Steelers were more concerned about not giving up the record than winning the game. And it was almost like, I mean, Rodgers, I mean, he would get the ball out real quick and like just throw it to the ground before Garrett can get to him.
It was so obvious.
It was obvious. It was like the corner of the eye, like, oh my goodness, let me just chuck it. You know,
well, any quarterback's like, I do not want to be that guy. That guy breaks the record, though.
We'll see this week. I mean, he this is a lot of pressure. I mean, usually at Burrow, I mean, in him, I mean, he really gets through that line and attacks Burrow. So, I mean,
That's a
he's
very
got to
easy
get
old
it.
line to get
He's
through.
got to get it. Yeah.
Quite something. First time since December 10th, 2009, the Browns 4-12 defeated the Steelers and had them down without a touchdown. How did you see Aaron Rodgers? Was he like how'd you think about his plays?
Yeah, I mean he wasn't very impressive. I mean I mean they just couldn't really get anything going offensively. And let me tell you something. If this if Metcalf was in this game, they probably would have won. They had no deep threats down the field. And you know that was just costly for his boneheaded move last week to put him in this situation. So you could tell that Rodgers missed him a lot. He didn't have that weapon on the
They don't have a wide
outside
receiver
deep.
too,
Yeah,
Dan.
exactly. Yeah. So, I mean,
You
that
need
hurt.
one in this league.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
I mean, look at
I
Josh
think,
Allen. He's hurting
yeah.
for a wide receiver too.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So I think you could tell that he missed him this week.
Quite something. And that leads off to the Ravens and Steelers. That matchup is huge. Dan, I mean, what if we see the Ravens winning? Possibly with a Huntley starting, because Lamar could come back, but what I mean, what do you like? How would you react if the Ravens won this game against the Steelers?
I tell you what, I mean, that would be quite something. I mean, to do that, and I think they have a shot. I mean, the way Henry's
They were on
running
a
the
roll
ball,
with the
I mean,
Packers.
yeah, exactly. So I think they'll win. I really do. I'm just without Metcalf in that game. I really do don't think the Steelers. I mean, their kicking game, Boswell has missed a couple. I mean, it's up and down. So I like the Ravens in this one.
You know that DK Metcalf going to the stands might have been the biggest
Yeah.
regret, biggest choke in Steelers history.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And Steelers are known for just getting head cases wide receivers. I mean, it's just part of their DNA the last 5 years. I mean, it's just you could go down the list. I mean, they're all head cases.
Le'Veon Bell. I don't know what their answers are. I mean, they got some good wide receivers. I think their tight end got injured too.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're banged up and I think it's gonna be tough sledding for them.
Gosh, this is something. Either way, Steelers have to win to get into the playoffs. There's no way out of it. Well, anyways, Dan, week 17 was full of action. A lot of Christmas games. Are you ready to recap
Let's
week
do it.
17? All right, let's go in the first game on Saturday. The Texans started the season 0-3. They have 5 sacks in their 2016 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers on Saturday. They extended Houston's winning streak to 8 and clinched a third consecutive playoff berth for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, no, I mean, this was quite surprising to me. I mean, that they were able to get to the quarterback that much. Very surprising that the Texans got a win on this one for sure.
And that hand injury by Herbert is affecting them, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll see. We talked about this game a little already. Derrick Henry rushed for a season high 216 yards, the most ever by a visiting player at Lambeau Field, and matched a career high with 4 touchdowns run in Ravens 41-24 victory over the Packers on Saturday. Was this a plan all along to keep Henry healthy till week 17?
It's looking like it, but I mean he's flying on all cylinders. I mean they got the running game going, and you need to with the backup quarterback. You got to take the pressure off of them, and they're doing that. And you know I think Willis. I mean he's showing some potential. I mean Love was. I
You
don't
think he
know. I
could be a
mean,
starter next season?
I do. I mean Love has been up and down this year, and he's showing some signs. It'll be interesting.
Quite something. Let's go to Miami rookie quarterback Quint Ewers threw for 172 yards and 2 touchdowns, including a 63-yard toss for his first career score. The Dolphins beat the Buccaneers, who needed to win this game, 2017.
Is it the Ewers era in Miami? You tell me. I
It
think
could
so.
be.
There's going to be a lot of chatter this offseason, that's for sure, down in Miami. Keep us posted down there. But talk about the rise and fall of Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's just the way
He's the
he's been
injuries.
this year. Yeah, the injuries. I mean, he's injury prone, even with Cleveland. So, It'll be interesting what they do next year for sure.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Cincinnati. Ja'Marr Chase. Wow. Vintage caught two touchdown passes from Joe Burrow, who threw for 305 yards as the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Arizona Cardinals 37-14. But anyone could, but pretty much anyone could beat the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, pretty much. This was kind of an irrelevant game, but, you know, they took care of business against the Cardinals like most teams do.
Let's go. We were talking about this game already. Let's go to the Toilet Bowl. Tyler Shuck threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Kevin Austin Jr. with 6 minutes, 22 seconds left to put the Saints ahead to stay as they rallied from a 13-point deficit to Pete and the seed 34-26. I thought Cam Ward would have won this game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of shocked at the scoring in this game, kind of a shootout. But I think the Saints got their quarterback. I mean, I think he could be a franchise guy moving forward. So that's very good for the Saints.
We'll see what Kellen Moore does, but I think he's a keeper. Jaguars eliminated the Colts. Trevor Lawrence ran for two scores. Cam Little made a tie-breaking 42-yard field goal with 6 minutes, 58 seconds to play. And the Jags beat the Indianapolis Colts 23-17 to move within one victory of the first division crown since 2022.
Yeah, so the Colts started off hot. They were up on this game 10-0, so it's like, oh, what's going to go on here? But talk about a disappointed season. You're starting 7-1 for the Colts. I mean, we were talking about MVP and Super Bowl contenders, and it fell apart. But Jags, Trevor Lawrence is playing. They're hot right now. They're probably one of the hottest teams in the NFL.
You think Phillip Rivers coming in was a mistake?
I don't think so. It's been fun to watch. I mean, it's been a good storyline for the NFL nonetheless.
I don't think a practice quarterback would have done any.
No.
Let's go to the Jets, who the coach might be in the hot seat. Drake May threw a career high 5 touchdown passes before getting the rest of the game off in the third quarter. New England scored a touchdown on his first 6 drives, and the Patriots finished the regular season undefeated on the road by dominating the Jets 42-10 and winning the AFC East.
Yeah, this was a great game for the Patriots. Wouldn't expect anything less against the Jets. But, yeah, I think the coach is definitely on the hot seat for the Jets. They need a quarterback. They need all kinds of players. But Drake May, real deal, having a great year, and it helps to have a great coach.
Should Aaron Glenn be fired?
I think so. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, it could just be the ownership and management. I mean, that's what.
But you know how that feels with the Browns.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to Carolina. Zach Charbonnet ran for 110 yards, Dan, and 2 touchdowns on Sunday, and the Seahawks turned 2 third quarter Carolina turnovers into touchdowns to beat the Panthers 27-10 and close in on their first NFC West title since 2020. Sam Darnold overcame an interception in the end zone to finish 18-27 for 147 yards with a touchdown for the Seahawks. And the Seahawks might contend for the NFC first seed this weekend.
Yeah, I think Minnesota's eating crow right now, letting Darnold go. I mean, he's shown to be a franchise guy, and he's got Seahawks playing well. With that defense the Seahawks have, I mean, they are contenders, that's for sure.
We'll see what happens. Let's go to Las Vegas. This was the game for the first pick for the 26th NFL draft. A major win came out of the 34-10 loss to the Giants. A clear shot at the top pick in next year's NFL draft. Las Vegas will secure the top pick, Dan, with a loss next week to Kansas City. And quarterback Geno Smith is unlikely to play because of a high ankle sprain. The Raiders skid reached 10 games, which matches last season's streak for his 5th longest in franchise history.
Yeah, no, they're securing that number one pick. I think they lose next week. They'll probably get Mendoza out of Indiana with the number one overall. We'll see what they could do. I think the Raiders got bigger issues than just a quarterback right now. But unfortunately, there was a big scuffle. I don't know, the sideline, and got pushed out of bounds, and there was fists flying in this game. That's probably the most action the Raiders got that game, is getting into it on the sidelines. But all Giants in this one.
You remember when the Raiders had their past number one first pick, who they like, who
selected. Wasn't it a quarterback who was a bust, wasn't it?
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Where's he at right now?
I don't know.
At McDonald's.
Somewhere there. So we'll see what happens. And the Raiders, Max Crosby is having issues with his knee. The coach doesn't want him in the building. It's a mess in Las Vegas.
Yeah, so absolutely.
We'll see this game in Buffalo. Maybe the game of the weekend? I don't know. Mm-hmm. In a game decided by a two-point conversion attempt, Josh Allen came up short, a foot wide, actually when he sailed his pass out of the reach of Khalil Shakur in the back of the end zone with 5 seconds remaining. That was the difference as the Eagles beat the Bills 13-12 on Sunday in a late-season matchup of Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, absolutely. I was watching close to this game. Surprising with the points, but probably weather a little factor. But good defensive game. Allen had a shot at the end. I mean, I'm a little skeptical of going for it. I get it. They were, you know, tired and everything. But in my mind, just go play for overtime. But he had him and just overthrew him.
Quite something. I think, I know for sure Josh Allen has a bad foot, Dan. Should he rest in week 18?
Yeah, they're probably thinking about it.
I would.
Yeah.
I don't know who's a QB2 in Buffalo, but either way, they're in the playoffs. So they could rest them, have him close to 100% in the playoffs because this playoffs is wide open for the Bills.
Yeah, it really is.
Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly. This is it. This is it for him.
This is the moment. Let's go to San Francisco. This was the game.
Man, Brock Purdy
had two great weekends. A Purdy threw for a 38 touchdown pass to Juwan Jennings with 2 minutes 15 seconds left, and the Niners forced an incomplete pass on the final play for the two to beat the Chicago Bears 42-38 on Sunday night and set up a Week 18 showdown for the top seed in the NFC.
I really wanted to stay up for this whole game because I watched the first half and it was like score every possession. And I'm like, I got to go to bed. But I saw the highlights and pretty wild shootout. I mean, both quarterbacks played lights out. You know, 49, Purdy overcame two interceptions to get the win on this. A couple, you know, picks he had. You know, Williams is making us eat crow. I mean, we kind of thought maybe he was a bust at some point, but I mean, he's been looking very good. Defense is a little concern for both of these teams with injuries and various things. So they're going to have to clean some of that up in the playoff.
Who do you feel more comfortable going deep in the playoffs, the Bears or the
49ers? 49ers. Yeah. Just based off of the schemes and the offensive weapons and the different motions and everything. I think the and there's questions. I mean, on Twitter and stuff about some of the play calling, clock management at the end of the game by the Bears coach. So I think better coaching and some better weapons for the 49ers for a deeper run.
For sure, a rookie coach. Well, there you have it. Week 17, all set. We're going to look at Week 18 schedule, but we have a word from our sponsors. Google's latest AI breakthrough, VO3, is blurring the line between real and synthetic like never before. Generating hyper-realistic videos, complete with dialogue, soundtracks, and early human actors, VO3 is stunning and unsettling. Unlike previous tools, VO3 nails physics, lip syncing, and facial realism. One demo shows an AI-generated actor delivering lines with such emotion, viewers question whether it was real at all.
Don't finish writing that prompt. I don't want to be in your AI movie, please.
Creators are left wondering, is this a tool of liberation or the beginning of creative displacement? VO3 is here, and the future of video may never look the same. If you have any questions, please contact us at sleonproductions.com. Dan, have you done some AI video yet?
Yeah, actually, I have. That's pretty neat. Yeah, actually, one of my posts I just did, I did a AI. Actually, I'm featured in the AI, and it talked about New Year's resolution. You know, pre-plan your funeral today. Yeah. So that was AI. So yeah, it's amazing what you could do with that.
Yeah, I was seeing people's videos like, wow, this is way too good acting, or too much like face expression. That has to be.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got some Week 18 fixtures going on. And the first one I want to talk about is the final game of the season. It's Ravens Steelers on Saturday on Sunday Night Football. Dan, how significant is this game? You think Lamar Jackson has to play, or you think Huntley is good enough for this game?
I think the way they're running the ball, I think Huntley can do it and control the game, make some plays when he can. And with Derrick Henry, the way he's playing, I think definitely the Steelers can, or the Ravens will win this game.
You're going for the Ravens, I can tell. Let's go to the other game, Seahawks Niners for the number one seed. How important is that home field advantage? Niners, if they have home field, they can go all the way to the Super Bowl, stay in San Francisco.
Yeah, they can pack their suitcases in storage because that definitely, I mean, I think they're playing for that. And it should be a good matchup. But I think the 49ers could get it done.
Another divisional game, Panthers-Bucks. It's going to be the showdown for the NFC South in a playoff spot. Who do you think has this? It feels like there's more Panthers than Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all the pressure is on Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield right now to win this game because, I mean, this is house money for the Panthers. I mean, no one really thought that, you know, they were going to go draft another quarterback or find another quarterback, but Stroud has turned it around. So all the pressure's on Baker Mayfield in this one. And honestly, I think they'll get it done. They'll find a way to win this.
That'll be the Saturday game at 4:30 on ESPN. So nice and early in Saturday night, another big game, Seahawks and Niners, and Sunday night, Ravens and Steelers. Man, I can't ask for a better weekend. I cannot another weekend. The draft pick is all set. We just got three more spots to go, and that's it. You think the Detroit Lions has been like the most like disappointing team this season, or the Colts? Like, which team has been more disappointing for you?
I would definitely say the Lions. I mean, big time. I mean, I'm pretty close to Detroit. I mean, I have friends that are Detroit, and it was like, oh yeah, we're gonna make it, you know. Now and I mean, is it? People are saying that I don't think the coach is gonna get fired, but I think he definitely needs to look for coordinators. I mean, you lose both coordinators and then it just falls apart. I mean, so that has to be it. You have all the same players. I mean, what else could it be?
What could it be? Anyways, we have one more game tonight, actually. We got the Los Angeles Rams visiting the Atlanta Falcons. Who do you have? We got obviously B. John Robinson going on tonight, but who do you think will win this game?
I think the Rams will definitely win this.
And Puka got in trouble last week over a social media post, I think.
I missed that. I didn't see that.
I saw something, had to remove it. I don't think he got suspended. I think I'd like fined maybe a little bit. But, well, there you have it. Playoffs. Mm. I can smell it in the air. Dan, what are you looking forward to week 18?
Yeah, just to see, being a Browns fan, see what happens in the AFC North. I mean, it was wide open. I mean, of all times, the Browns to just stink this year. I mean, they could have had a shot at winning some games. I mean, some of those close ones. But I'm curious to see what happens there. And also in the NFC to see, who gets the home field with this game this upcoming weekend against the Seahawks and the 49ers.
Pretty exciting. Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to ask you about Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, you can reach me on X, Danimal2478, on TikTok or Instagram. Dan, the Funeral Man, have some funeral perspective and also talk about the Browns and all that good stuff.
What's up with Deshaun Watson? Is he going to, like, he's practicing with the team or is he?
Yeah, that's the big question. I mean, he is. I think we'll see what happens. There's talks. Maybe there would be a buyout. I just heard chatter. I don't know. But I don't know if he's going to come and be a backup next year. I don't think the Browns, I think they've given up on him and are looking for the future. So we'll see what happens there.
He's checked out. What happened to the Cavs that were leading against the Knicks on Christmas? The Knicks came back and won.
Bad. There's so much stuff going. They just blew it. I mean, no sense of urgency, no Killer Instinct. They're just in shambles right now. It's kind of depressing the way they started out last year, and just they're a little banged up, but I mean they're just out of sync. I don't know if they need to make some moves or something. And it doesn't get any easier. They've got San Antonio tonight. I'm going actually New Year's Eve game at 3:30. They
nice.
Play the Suns. I'll be there, so hopefully we could get a win. But they're going to have to get it going real quick in a hurry here.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. Garland is injured, right?
His toe's been bothering him. I mean, honestly, I told some friends I would not care if they traded him tomorrow. I'm not a fan right now. A lot of turnovers. He just forces things with his dribble, and then he just kind of throws it away. And just this last game he had was just awful. He's not the same. I probably a little injury, but I don't know. It's not the same with him.
We'll see what happens. Follow Cavs news on the Sportscast on sportscast.net. You can reach us at the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We live tweeting tonight and throughout the week. There is no New Year's Day games on the NFL. You have to wait till the weekend. But we'll be looking forward to it. We'll see what happens. Things are getting hotter in the NFL. It feels like a new champion, but the Eagles are still out there. Anyways, Dan, I appreciate coming on the Sportscast, and this was your update.